This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top community leaders here in the South Florida area. Well, listeners, it's the third week. So I turn that over to my good friend, Mindy Figueroa, who is the president and CEO of Latin to Latin Marketing. Take it over, Mindy.
Welcome to the sixth Latin to Latin Connection segment of the South Florida Community Roundup, where we bring you expert insights on important topics for our community. Today, I decided to dedicate this podcast to someone very special to me that has been my right-hand person for the past 4 years as he is embarking in a new career opportunity. And I wish to celebrate him and give him a voice as a younger audience that he represents. Hence, in today's program, I'm featuring Richard Carretero, who joined my company, Latin to Latin Marketing, 4 years ago as an intern from Florida State University, working on a special project in the medical technology field. Then went to become a full-time account executive, working with national and global brands, and now embarks into a new stage of his life to join a company in the same sector. My invitation for Richard comes to the show not only as a celebration of the working relationship for all these years, but also to hear from the horse's mouth, as they say, the hopes, fears, and dreams of his Generation Z. Yes, Generation Z is very important for us to share with our audience. McKinsey and Company defines Gen Z as people born between 1996 and 2010. They are the second largest generation between millennials and Generation Alpha. Gen Z identity has been shaped by the digital age. The climate anxiety and the shift in financial landscape is particularly affected by COVID-19. They are known as digital natives, the first generation to grow up with the internet. And there's three glaring characteristics of Gen Zs. Gen Zers are extremely online. They are known for working, shopping, dating, and making friends online. Gen Z is also generally known for its optimism. And they're part of a new wave of inclusive consumers and socially progressive dreamers. Gen Z collectively demands purpose and accountability, the creation of more opportunities for people of diverse and underrepresented backgrounds, and the rigorous, sustainable, and green practices. So this is the sort of the academic side of the Gen Z. But today we're going to talk to a real Gen Z, and that's Richard. So welcome, Richard, to Latin Connection. It's so nice to have you here.
Yes. Likewise. Thank you for having me, Mindy. I want to say thank you for the experiences that you've been able to give to me with L2O and giving me this platform here.
Well, I know you, but the audience doesn't know you. So I want to, first of all, have you talk a little bit about your background and your heritage, because I think that's important for people to know who you are. And also, we describe what Gen Zs are, but what we want to describe is who you are, Richard.
Yep. So I grew up first generation, born in the United States. Both my parents are from Cuba. They came here at around 18, 19 years old, had me when they were young. So I grew up with a Spanish-speaking household. Spanish was my first language. My grandparents raised me while my parents were at work. So I've always been... it's always been a multi-generational household in my house.
That's great. And that's typical what happens, right? You know, you have the abuelitos, you have the parents, everybody chipping in and everybody talking a combination of Spanish and English and all that crazy stuff, right?
Right.
And rice and beans, frijoles and all that good stuff. Okay. Right into the topic of who you are and what makes you, very special to me and why I wanted to give you this platform. I've seen you grown almost like my own son in the last 4 years. We started working in very special projects and, oh boy, did we have some amazing stuff coming together, right?
Right.
You know how many times I've told you I'm going to miss you and everything, but this is about you. So what I want to know is, tell me how you feel about this change, because this was your first job out of college. So tell me how you feel.
Yeah, I think, well, I'm excited for this new opportunity. I definitely feel that I'm very prepared, much different than how I felt when we first started working together, fresh out of college. Didn't know much about anything. I knew things, you know, through college, learning theoretical stuff, managing social media, that type, but not hands-on experience that I learned through being an intern with you, which was a different experience than other internships, where it was just you and I working directly versus me being an intern, making a post here and there, something more separate from the end product.
Right. And I think what one of the things that happened, and I told you this from the beginning, you know, I'm going to throw you right in there and you're going to figure out how to do things. Of course, you know, we had a lot of opportunities on a weekly basis to mentor the process and everything. But let's go back to the definition I mentioned about Gen Z and what McKinsey and Company talks about. And do you feel that some of those descriptions define you as a Gen Z, or do you feel a little more different? Or you're in between different generations? Tell me a little bit more.
Yeah, so I'm towards the beginning of Gen Z, so I'm closer to a millennial. I'm 97, so just the year after. So I can relate to millennials, and I can also relate to Gen Z. I grew up with VHSs, DVDs, dial-up internet, and then through that, the phones, iPods, everything. So I got to experience the whole transition of everything.
I know. So I saw you in action, though. Every time we had a question about, you know, how do we solve a problem, you would jump right in and you had an answer within seconds. Literally. Yeah.
I think that's also, sorry, that's also from my upbringing too. I was the IT person at home. I would figure out how to fix the TV, what cables needed to go together. So that, I think that's part
none of your
how
TVs
I grew up.
Were flashing. None of your TVs were flashing 12, no. You know. That's kind of cool. All right. But no, but seriously, when you were working with us, there was all these, you always had an opportunity to bring new apps. You found an app for every solution that we could bring to the table. But what I saw that created, or the impact it has in the business, was that we were providing very quick solutions to our clients. So it gave us that agility to basically come up with solutions to the client. What do you think is that? Because, I mean, do you kind of broke down a computer? You kind of like put it apart when you were growing up, or something like that?
No, I wasn't that much of a techie to break down a computer. But I think I've always had an affinity towards technology and understanding the newest thing that came out. I remember being young and watching the Apple talks when Steve Jobs would announce the new iPod or something like that. So I've always been interested in what the new technology is. And I think I'm always very connected online. So when AI came out, I was one of the first to like try out ChatGPT, you know, and we were as a company as well.
We jumped right in. And in part was because, you know, I think everybody in the company, to be honest, to be fair to everyone, we all embraced AI, and but everybody brought different points of view and the utilization of it. Even my mom, who is one of the co-founders of the company, who's in her 70s, she adopted one of the AI apps, and our chief strategist, the same thing. She, you know, we embrace it in everything we do, and I believe that helped us a lot. But thank you, because you always kept us ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. With that, I have a question about that, because now you're 4 years mature, right? You move into a new job. You're still connected to some of your friends, and they have different experiences altogether, right? Tell me a little bit about that, because while you were like presenting to the CEO of a company, literally, in person or virtually, what were the kind of things that they were not doing that you thought that it gave you an edge to form you into your career skills?
Yeah, I think being able to work as a intern and then junior at a boutique type agency versus a more corporate position where there's over 100 people in the company gives you that level of closeness to the clients, where some of my peers from college, they'd be in internships and creating certain assets, but not being able to speak directly to the client and talking to those head of the companies. I remember one of the first projects we were working with, I was talking to the CEO or in meetings with them, and with other clients as well. I think that was an experience that I wouldn't have been able to find anywhere else.
What do you think makes you, what does that do to your process? I mean, do you feel confident? Yes, of course.
So at first it was a little bit of shyness. I wasn't going to speak up as often as I do now. But I think it gave me a better understanding of how my role makes an impact in the projects that we take on. I wasn't behind the scenes, not seeing everything as full picture as I was.
So you felt valued, right? What you just said, you felt valued that you were seeing whatever we were working the back end, that then you could see the reaction of those individuals that had the decision that their clients that are saying, wow, these are very good solutions that you bring into the table.
Yeah.
there's a sense of pride as well, I suppose.
Yeah, and then you giving me the opportunity to step up or take new roles or being able to present things to the CEOs, developing my presentation skills in that sense.
That's great. So in hindsight, right? So now that you know what you know, what would you recommend? I know we're both involved with FSU and the Center of Hispanic Marketing and Communications. That's how we met. No. I'm currently the chair and I love mentoring. I always look like the next Richard in the people that I'm mentoring. But if you had a position and I invited you to talk to some of the mentees at the school right now, what would you tell them that they're going to learn here?
I think networking is one of the best ways to expand your reach and then see what opportunities are out there. I remember in college, people would come talk to us as students and they would always mention networking. I'm like, oh, that's like the word that's always getting repeated. I don't know how to do that. But I was able to do it unconsciously, just joining organizations, joining the mentorship program, just any little piece of community that we could find. We were able to expand. I was able to expand my network that way.
That's great. And what about, so it's a key point. And I always say that, I mean, in terms of networking, you can do that through LinkedIn. You can do it through so many different tools, but also in-person opportunities on one-on-one moments like the one we had, what are we going to do? How are we going to set different type of goals? But in terms of then working or selecting the where to go to work, you know, like in your case, you mentioned this was a good opportunity working with a boutique firm like ours because it allowed you to have access to being exposed to situations that perhaps in other situations you would not have exposure. Yeah. Tell me about what would you be like the three things that you would say people? Network is one of them. So give me two more.
Okay. I think where you can find the most development for your career, where you see the most benefit for where you see yourself in a couple of years from now. I think that's a great, being able to find growth within the company that you're looking at. And then another one would be, how do they treat their employees or what's the culture? Like, you want to find a place where the employer takes care of their employees. Are they super strict or are they more lenient when it comes to work-life balance? Are they, giving PTO, or are they giving 4-day work weeks? Those type of things where you see that the employer cares about their employees. I think that's really impactful.
That's good. Now it's changing for you a little bit because now you're going to be in an office space.
Yeah, but with hybrid, so it won't be too bad.
Okay. But now, you're going to go from, we switched last year to a 4-week setup and also, we were all remote. So it's a big change now, but I'm sure you will adjust. I'm sure. Tell me a little bit before we move on to a couple of other topics. What kind of things you like to do on your, when you're not working and you're not connected all the time? Mm-hmm. How do you relax?
Relaxing. So being Gen Z, I like being online a lot. I'm very connected, whether it's through social media, YouTube, I'm learning new things even through, just casually scrolling. And then I also like photography. I like cooking. So those creative outlets I like to take on.
Yeah. And you like to travel too. Remember last
traveling.
Year?
Yeah.
You went to Puerto Rico and then you went back. And then you became an honorary Puerto Rican.
That's true.
Because now, but that was a great experience also. Exposure, you were able to meet the client and the client, when they saw you, they were like, they love you. It was like, someone that they have known you, but like to meet you in person. I remember the reaction. It was beautiful.
It was. Yeah. It felt very arms wide open when we got to see them in person.
Excellent. So there's one more thing about the environment, because you were working with type A women at Latin to Latin Marketing and much older, we're mostly Generation X. So we are literally, almost double your age, but you are able to always, always maintain a level of maturity. Didn't matter if there was a lot of tension because we had a deadline or we had different ways of looking at things or what have you. I think you mentioned before that you grew up, you know, with abuelitos, you know, your grandparents and your parents and everything. So do you think that helped you in to deal with us?
Definitely. But it wasn't that hard to deal with. I grew up with my grandma taking care of me. My grandparents always would ask me they still do to this day, for help with their phone. So I don't think it was, it's what I'm accustomed to, you know, it was normal.
So you are accustomed to all these Latinas talking together and
yeah, it wasn't something crazy new.
It wasn't crazy. Sometimes I felt it was crazy, but in any case, you handled yourself very well. And I have to say, I always mention it to you that your parents and your grandparents have done an excellent job. You are a super amazing human being. First of all, you're a gentleman. And that you have values that are impeccable. So I really want to thank your parents and your grandparents for the foundation and the values that they provided, because you carried those into the business and you made us better people. So that's the reason why I'm bringing that up.
Thank you.
So let's a couple of other last questions before we wrap things up. You know, you gave me a month notice. That was very unusual. I want to know why you did that. And secondly, you're also going into a field of medical device, which is how mm-hmm. you started the whole process.
Right.
So was that by design or just pure coincidence?
No, that was pure coincidence. It just so happened that they reached out to me. I applied for a position a couple years ago, and they saw my name and they were interested in my background. And they saw me on LinkedIn, saw that I had worked with the medical device, my history with Latin America. Yeah. And they were like, this is perfect. This is what we need. So,
awesome.
But the 30-day, the month notice, I think I know us working in a small team, how important my role or my impact is within the team, how much we rely on each other. So I think that was, I didn't want to give a 2-week notice. I felt like that wasn't enough time. I didn't want to just say, okay, I'm leaving, bye. I wanted to ease out.
That was so, first of all, so thoughtful and so mature. And to be honest with you, I was pleasantly surprised and honored and privileged that you did that, because you definitely had a big impact being, you know, the fact that we are a small but mighty team. So thank you again for taking that consideration. What are your fears? What are your hopes and dreams? What's happening in Richard's mindset in the next 5 years, now that you're changing to go into the next step of your career?
Fears? I don't think I have any fears. I think I'm very go with the flow type of person. Whatever comes my way, I'm sure I can tackle it. So with fears, I think I'm okay with that. Goal, I want to just keep developing myself personally and professionally. I think that's where I'm looking for the next spot. Yeah.
That's right. Well, I always said that you're going to carry the L2L marketing DNA, whatever you go, that we are going to watch you going places, because you are definitely going places. You're an amazing human being. You're a professional. You're a fine man, young man, and you represent the Gen Zs very well, especially Latino Gen Zs. And, you know, your culture and everything you bring, your upbringing with your family, all of that was carried out in the work that you did for the past 4 years. So that's important. I mean, if I'm going to take some takeaways from this conversation, Richard, is that family matters, the values and foundations that your family brings to the table matters, and you bring those to the workforce. And you were very authentic. You know, I think that that's one of the things that, you know, I want to share to the audience about what do we do for, you know, employers like myself trying to bring people like you to work with us? Look, because you live in such an amazing legacy in 4 years. Do you have any last remarks?
I think it all comes, like, for employers, I think it's better to keep an open mind about young people. I think sometimes they get discouraged about their youthfulness or their naivety, but I think it's great. It opens new avenues for thinking, something the current employees might not be thinking about. So I think it's always great to give a chance to someone young.
Well, I am. That's one of my thinkings too. I always try to give a chance to someone new, young, and I'm glad that I gave a chance to you. And you're going to be missed. But we're going to be watching, and we're not going to say goodbyes. We're going to say soon. We may see you in Spain, or we may see you in Puerto Rico, or someplace in Latin America. But we have come to the end, Richard. I thank you for. Following my crazy idea of having you in the podcast. So
I'm glad. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're bringing a young voice, and that's important. So I want to wrap things up by inviting everybody to continue to listen to us every third Saturday of each month at 7 a.m. Latin to Latin Connection is here to bring a voice to Latin entrepreneurs, business people, and civic leaders to share insights about the vibrant and growing Latino community in South Florida, including Gen Zs like Richard. And for those interested in reaching out, please contact us at info@l2lmarketing.com or 954-376-4800, or visit our website at l2lmarketing.com. Let us know what topics you're interested in. South Florida Community Roundup, Latin to Latin Connection, will be aired every third Saturday of each month at 7 a.m. To 7:30 p.m. And next month, I'm so excited to have another great guest star, Vanessa Seltzer from Heal the Planet, who will join us to discuss her new role as the CEO and her vision to the organization. Stay tuned and hasta la vista.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.